Today's best hits, it's 102.7 Mike in the afternoon, along with Jill. It is time now for the Water Cooler Conversations. And Jill, being a teacher, I think this story is something that you can have input on and relate to.
I can't wait.
And I think that a lot of talk these days is about the class sizes.
Oh, yeah.
And
they're massive.
It's an age-old thing. I mean, it's a thing that
it's gotten worse.
That has gotten worse, and where, man, just being able to get some individual attention, you know, for the students, for a teacher to be able to focus on the students and such, and then you have this Wyoming district that has the opposite situation here. Wyoming school district plans to reopen an isolated school just to serve a single student.
Oh.
Entering kindergarten this fall.
Cute little peanut.
Yeah.
They're not spoiled at all.
Yeah, well, and it is better that it's, that it's kindergarten instead of, it's opening up for this 12-year-old, this 13-year-old.
Or like a 20-year-old that just needs one credit at
high
school.
Yeah, right. It's Cozy Hollow School.
Cozy Hollow.
Yeah, it's located about 60 miles north of Laramie and already has a modular classroom.
Yeah.
But it hasn't used it for about a decade. And it will now...
Somebody had a baby 6 years ago?
Well, that's kind of what happened, yes. So it'll now be the second one-student school in the Albany County School District.
Oh, my gosh.
That kind of tells you how isolated you guys are
there. No, thank you.
Yeah. And the two are only a few miles apart. But here's the problem, Jill.
Yeah.
The connecting roads are impassable for much of the winter. Wow.
Reason number 4,050 not to move to Wyoming.
Right. Well, here's the thing that I'm looking at as well. It's like this kid's going to be like, all right, look, oh, thank you.
Maybe they could play each other in sports.
Yeah, really? See,
tennis.
Right. This is what
one-on-one hockey.
Think is amazing about it. You got one kid. I mean, so you just think of all of the things like calling in sick or whatever. It's like, oh,
I'm not going to be there today.
Little Jenny was absent today. Really? Huh. Yeah. And you think maybe you could call before I trek out in the snow and get there for my one student?
So is that teacher also the recess principal and lunch lady too?
No, I think they have to bring everybody in.
They're like 10 people for one student.
I think they've got
a custodian.
They got one school bus, one bus driver, one lunch lady. Yeah,
that's awesome.
They have all of that. And so Wyoming law requires on-site education for isolated students when it's impossible to transport them to other schools. And so here's where they tried to do it first, because I know what people are thinking. They're like, well, why don't you just do it online? And the district tried. They tried live streaming classes for students that were isolated, but it didn't work well, particularly for young children.
Well, yeah, kindergartners aren't going to watching the laptop all day.
Right. You're 5 years old. You're doing a live stream going, okay, Jenny, what we want you to do is take the scissors. Oh, God, no, Jenny, no.
Where's your mother?
Oh, please, the cat, no.
Don't cut the cat's hair.
And district's officials say it'll cost about $150,000 combined to educate the two students in the next school year.
That is bananas.
So, but $150,000 for two students is like, so, okay, well, first of all, what are you paying these teachers?
Yeah, I want to go work there.
One, and
I don't love kindergartners, but I can get a one.
Yeah. Well, you got to figure, Jill, at half of that, you're talking about $75,000. Well, surely they got to pay for some electricity. They got to pay for some other stuff. You're not getting $75,000 being that one teacher.
They're like, if you want to turn the heat off, you can pay more.
Right. So such arrangements are unusual, but not unique in the U.S.
Weird.
So here's where there are some other single pupil schools that exist. Nebraska, Montana, and North Dakota.
Shocking.
All
we don't have any, huh?
I know. That's what I'm surprised, because all of these other states touch South Dakota, every single one of them. So
we're clearly so much better.
That's right. We've got some that have
or
at least
just
five.
Don't go to school.
Yeah, yeah.
Ours, they're that far out.
What, really? You're there for? Oh, you know, it's overrated.
Yeah,
you know,
they can learn how to.
You don't need no education. So, all right, there you go. Water cooler conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's best hits is 102.7.